straight down the hall. The stairs are on your right, and it's in the lower level.
Though summer is winding down, and you can feel fall approaching, a windowless meeting room in the basement of a midtown Toronto hotel is hardly the place I would want to be spending 3 days of my summer break. And yet, 150 elementary school teachers were voluntarily doing just that, as part of the Summer Academy, a teacher training program sponsored by the Elementary Teachers Federation of Ontario.
My name is John McMillan.
So what brings you in? It wasn't a very nice day today, but still, to be down here in a classroom, you could have been out on the street, squeezing a little more out of your summer. Well, what brought you in?
A variety of reasons. It's kind of nice to meet other teachers before the school year gets started, and it's always also helpful to pick up new ideas, in my case, information about math. And they say teacher never stops learning, and a good teacher is a good student, so I guess that's one of the reasons. And it's a nice atmosphere, nice food and coffee and so on.
The free lunch, coffee, and desserts, though, don't explain the waiting list for the 47 courses ETFO is running this summer all over Ontario, from Toronto to New Liskeard. Summer Academy classes are designed to provide expert practical advice, tips, and tools to take into classrooms in September. 1,500 of Ontario's 70,000 elementary school teachers participated this year. I sat in on one session on how to establish and run literacy centers. Not surprisingly, it felt like being back in grade school. Participants sat in groups of six at eight round tables and faced today's equivalent of a blackboard, a PowerPoint presentation beamed from a laptop. Around the walls were large sheets of paper covered with lecture notes and exercises from the previous day. On work tables around the back of the room were piles of colored construction paper, tape, markers, and scissors used for hands-on sessions creating a variety of teaching tools, such as reading strategy bookmarks, a simple slip of cardboard with sticky strips marked with symbols like question marks, stars, and a sense sign. Author and instructor Margot Southall explained how they help children read.
What they've got is a copy on their strategy bookmark. They would create these. They're going to do this tomorrow to create these for students. Students would have their own set, and they can put this right in the margin of a book. So we want them to activate their prior knowledge when they find something they already know. Where in the book they had a question, is it on page 3, page 6? They're going to put it in the margin of the book where they've got a question. Then they can come back after reading and either share these orally or to actually write them. Where they found a new fact, something new they learned, a star. So this is exactly what the teacher would model on the chart. This would be the independent application level, where the children actually do mark the text, but not marking with a pen, marking with a sticky note.
Summer Academy seems to have something for all teachers, both experienced and novice. A young woman named Erin had come down from Midland Penetanguishene.
Well, I'm just going into my second year of teaching, and I'm going into class in a couple weeks, and I've never taught math, and it's a little intimidating, so I was just excited to be able to have a chance to get some tips, just really to hang out with other teachers, really, who are more experienced than me, and can hopefully, if I leave with anything, I'll be happy, really.
Wouldn't the students so nervously awaiting the start of their new school year like to know that even some of their teachers are a little bit anxious, too? For Take 5 News, I'm Peter Stock.